Alright, folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me ask you something. Ever walk into your home after a long day and feel more drained than when you left? Like stepping into a different storm? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that your home could be your sanctuary, a haven of peace and rejuvenation? A place where stress melts away and your mind can truly unwind? Today we're diving deep into how to create a home sanctuary that supports your mental well-being. We'll unpack some practical tips, share some real-life stories, and get you feeling ready to transform your living space from chaos to calm. First things first, let's talk about what makes a truly nurturing home environment. You know that feeling when you step into a beautiful bookstore or cozy cafe? That sense of warmth, comfort, and maybe even a little bit of magic? We can cultivate that same feeling in our homes. It starts with creating a space that reflects your personality, something that feels genuinely you. Think about the colors, textures, and scents that make you feel happy and relaxed. Maybe it's a calming blue palette, soft blankets, or the fresh scent of lavender. Don't be afraid to experiment and play around until you find what truly resonates with you. Next up, decluttering. I know, sounds like a chore, but trust me, it's liberating. When your physical space is clutter-free, your mind feels lighter too. Start small, maybe tackle one drawer or shelf at a time. As you let go of things you no longer need or use, imagine yourself releasing those burdens as well. Donate, sell, or recycle unwanted items. Give them a new life and free up space for the good stuff. Remember, less is more when it comes to creating a peaceful sanctuary. Now, let's talk about the power of intention. When you enter your home, how do you want to feel? Calm? Inspired? Welcoming? Visualize that feeling and infuse it into every corner of your space. Consider adding elements that promote mindfulness, like a cozy reading nook with a comfy chair and soft lighting, or a small meditation corner with a few crystals and calming incense. These little touches can make a world of difference in creating a sanctuary for your mind. And don't forget the importance of nature. Plants bring life, energy, and a touch of the outdoors into your home. Plus, studies show that being around greenery can reduce stress and improve mood. Choose plants that thrive in your lighting conditions and add them to various areas, windowsills, shelves, even hanging planters. A little bit of green goes a long way in transforming your space into a haven of tranquility. Finally, remember that creating a home sanctuary is an ongoing process, not a one-time fix. It's about being intentional with your space and nurturing it over time. Take moments throughout the day to appreciate the peace you've created, enjoy the calming scents, feel the soft textures, and bask in the warmth of your personal haven. Ever come home after a hectic day and just collapse on the couch? Maybe that feeling was amplified last week when your sister had those surprise guests over, turning your living room into a mini-party zone for a good chunk of the evening. Remember that feeling? That's what I'm talking about. Your space should be your escape, not another source of stress. So, here's the bottom line. Creating a home sanctuary is about designing a space that truly reflects who you are and makes you feel good. It's about decluttering both physically and mentally, infusing intention into every corner, embracing the power of nature, and remembering that it's an ongoing journey. So take action. Start small, experiment with different elements, and create a home that feels like your personal oasis. Remember, the little things can make a big difference in how you feel. A simple candle, a fresh bouquet of flowers, or even just 10 minutes of quiet meditation in your dedicated space can go a long way. Your mental well-being is worth it. Now get out there and create your own home sanctuary. I know you've got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. What are your favorite tips for creating a peaceful and calming home environment? See you in the next episode, folks.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.